This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, June 3rd. God's word to you today is, turn to God. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 40, verse 3, and it says, He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. A time will come when there is nothing in your bank account that can help you. A time will come when even the number one prophet in the land cannot help you. A time will come when the only thing that can help you is your account in heaven. I pray that when you need to draw on it, it will not be empty in Jesus' name. Amen. Intercession can alter set times and predetermined events. Please read Isaiah 38, verses 1 to 5. Isaiah was the number one prophet in the land. He told Hezekiah what God, the creator of everything, had said. This man faced the wall and said, God, remember I have an account with you. And he made a withdrawal. Faithfulness can deliver you from death. This was a word from the most authentic prophet at the time. Isaiah was speaking for God, but Hezekiah faced God by himself. Another Bible translation says, while Isaiah was still in the courtyard of the king, in other words, he was just on his way out of the palace, when God said he should go back and tell Hezekiah that the timing had been changed and the event overturned. Instead of death, Hezekiah got 15 years added to his life. What makes a man able to influence heaven like that? Job wished that he had someone to stand in the gap for him. There comes a time when the Isaiahs of this world can only tell you what God has said. The only thing that will change things is, do you have a voice in heaven? I pray that God will register your voice and that your voice will carry power and influence with God. In Jesus' name, amen. I have several examples from my own life of things that were not supposed to be. And by the grace of God, it was overturned. And those things came into being. As a church, the land God's Favorite House headquarters is sitting on today was not supposed to have happened because it had been sealed. I was out of the country, but I picked it up. I heard it. Two prophetic people, very powerful and very anointed, that I have a relationship with, knew about it also. Interestingly, the posture they took was, let's wait and see. When your friends that have power with God discover that you have challenges, should they not pray for you? But they saw the magnitude of the effort it would require, and they were not willing to pay the price. I told my wife what had happened, and I said, as God lives, we are going to take the land. We engaged, we changed it, the land is ours today. And those same prophetic people congratulated us. Do not depend on man. The best of men is a man. Let us pray. Lord, you alone are my rock and my salvation. In your name alone shall I make my boast and my horn be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.